All that waiting when you was a sign, you ain't seeking nobody but another lamb chop, a pork chop, and a piece of steak and some gravy. People always say, I got a thyroid problem. How many people in Auschwitz, Buchenwald, Treblinka had thyroid problems? You didn't see no fat Jews coming out of a death camp. You know why? Because they didn't eat. Ain't no thyroid problem. You got an elbow problem. Your elbows keep lifting your face, your foot to your mouth. That's your problem right there. You worship food, so you can't even fast. Because your worship of the food won't let you fast. So you walk around big and fat and sloppy talking about the Lord and get offended by me saying it. Don't be offended. That's your problem. It's evidently on you, and you've been overcome by surfeiting already, and now you get mad when somebody says it. I'm going to tell you today why this happens and why people get so angry at this message. But your fat is a witness against you, that you're not in it. Your God is your belly, the Bible says. You glory in your shame. You mind earthly things. That's the Bible verbatim. Jesus said you'll be overcome by gluttony and overeating. The Son of God goes on a 40-day fast, and you told to fast for 4 hours and you half dead, trying to eat chewing gum to eat. So just eating Wrigley's one stick at a time and swallowing the chewing gum, trying to have something in your belly. You're in a bad way. Can't make it past a piece of pie. Can't drive down past a restaurant without, that smell like some pork chops or something like that. Can't walk past something on the grill. Food is the idol of Americans. Gluttony, surfeiting, overeating is their God. The belly being 9 times bigger than it should be is the witness against you. He says, your God is your belly, and whatever is your God gets bigger on you. Did you know that? If Jesus is your God, he'll expand in you and get bigger. But if food is your God, all you do is look down at your feet. If you can't see your feet, when you look straight down, just stand it up. Straight line, look straight down. If you can't see your feet, you're looking at your God. It's your belly. You worship your belly. And the Bible says your glory is in your shame. You mind earthly things. And the earthly thing you mind is that plate of pork chops. That's your God. That's all you got. Don't talk about Jesus when your God is your belly. Because you're a hypocrite lying to yourself. It's just, see, things are just that simple. Don't get mad at me. You need to get mad at you for being an idolater of your own belly, and your appetites are totally out of control while claiming to know and serve God. Everything is an act of your will in this. It's not emotional. You got an ability to change. Folk always call me talking about, I got a demon of whatever. I said, no, that's just stupid. You doing what you want to do. Ain't no demon of nothing can make you do anything. You just want to do it. I got a demon of lying. No, you just that stinking liar. That's all that is. I got a demon of fornication. No, you just a stinking fornicator. I think I got a demon of lesbianism. No, you just a stinking lesbian. You choose to be one. Come on, man. You gonna try to run that on God? Go up there telling him that. Well, what happened was I had a demon of gluttony, and it compelled me. He gonna look at you like, man, come on, man. You got the Holy Ghost and a demon of gluttony. Which one did you choose to obey? Come on, man. Stop trying to run game on God. It'll end you up in hell. We're going to take up a quick offering here. Get into the word today. If you give them by way of the end.